she's been waiting 18 months from the time she was referred from her doctor.
So, Letterkenny. When you took your wife, or when she made her way to Letterkenny General Hospital, was the presumption that that operation would be happening sooner rather than later?
Yes, we thought it would be done almost straight away in Letterkenny. But she's been there now. She was there 14 days on Saturday. And basically what they're saying now is it's got so big that it would have to be done by a specialist in Bournemouth.
And that's not going to happen straight away?
That's not going to happen straight away. Basically, she'll have to go to the outpatient department in Bournemouth Hospital and then be referred for the operation, which could take anything from 12 to 18 months from now.
How will that impact her life, having this condition for at least a year?
Well, she can't do anything at home. We have a teenage daughter and a young son. My daughter is at home at the moment, minding the young fella, because I'm working over in Scotland. I can't get time off from work. So basically the 17-year-old is minding the house.
I presume this is putting great stress on your wife.
It is, yes. And then we had the situation last Tuesday night where they came in and woke her up at 3:30 in the morning and asked her, would she mind moving? So they moved into a treatment room and left her there with the nurses and doctors walking in and out, getting syringes and whatever else was in there.
I presume that's just compounded the problem for her.
It has, yes. She was very upset. But she's not one to complain, but her mother went in and she complained.
So what now? Is she at home? Clearly she can't stay in hospital.
No, she is still in hospital. She's still there. But they haven't told her what's happened. They just keep speaking to her every day, telling her they're trying to get onto Bournemouth or onto St. James's or the rest of the hospitals in Dublin, but it's just a waiting list.
And is there a feeling amongst the family that she's been really caught in this health service crisis trap?
Oh, it is, yes. Yes. You're just... it's very hard to explain. Like, there seems to be... It's not the nurses or the doctors up there. Their hands are tied. You know, they can't do anything about it. It's the people higher up. You know, I mean, basically, I think they charge 75 euros per night when you're in a hospital bed. I mean, that's 14 days. You know, that's 1,200 euros wasted, and then to send her home and to tell her she'd have to wait for an outpatient appointment, whereas if the operation was done when she went in, she would have been there 5 days.